In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, we are often enough in our life in a situation where we do wonder how to find out whether I can have a sufficient confidence to a person is eventually a new one in my life. We met, we are colleagues or whatever. How to find out what is the true face of this person? And there is, from experience, we know a good rule. It says, give this person either a little bit more money or give this person a little bit more power than he or she had before. And you can pretty easily find out how the person is thinking and many things about the mentality of this man or woman. And we make this experience because we see then the person has a little bit more power. And how is he or she dealing with this power? Is the person trying to involve in all the processes the other people, the colleagues, for instance? Or is this person more or less thinking exclusively? No, I alone. I don't need the others. Who are they? Nobody. I have the power and I'm wise and I know it better. How often we hear about cases, for instance, a new colleague comes into a company. He has his diploma, a fresh one, and the person is thinking, I am best qualified, but not knowing the internal processes in the company. There are some other people have possibly not the same diploma, but have the experience in the concrete company. And when they are ignored, then the way is open for serious mistake and at the end of the day of a disaster. Or we hear sometimes from medical staff, there's a new doctor, he comes and he has no interest to listen to the opinion of his own colleagues who have made experience of 20, 30 or even 40 years. And the young doctor is ignoring them totally, thinking he is best qualified and he knows. And the result is harm for the patients. And a new doctor, for instance, can also not ignore the wisdom and experience of nurses. Although there are no doctors, but they are nurses. And they know how the hospital is running. And it is a prudent doctor is listening to their opinion, to their recommendations. And there's a golden rule. When you come into a new company, a new congregation, and you are new, do not immediately try to install your own order. Do first listen more to the opinion of the others. Do try to understand better how the system is working and the company is running. And then by time later, you can give your own recommendations how to improve. But the staff will learn to have confidence to you, understanding that you have a good will. In opposite, if a new expert comes and ignoring all the others and even more experienced people, colleagues, then everyone will say arrogant. Arrogant. And this is not good for their own reputation. And we have been witnesses of the same error was made, but of course, unfortunately, consciously, when the Novus Ordo changes were introduced in the church. And how often have we heard about cases a new priest just ordained and receiving their diploma, the documentations, they came into a parish and they have immediately tried to install their own order, not having sufficient experience, not knowing exactly how it does practically work. And they have kicked out, for instance, the older priests. They did not want to listen to their opinion. And this is arrogance again. But they were prepared by a wrong way. The interest was to discriminate all what was originally Catholic, but it was made by the arrogance, the weakness of the human nature for pride and for arrogance. And so it did work then, unfortunately. And so the modernists had on this way many success, what we do deeply deplore. The more it is important for us to ask ourselves, what is our mentality? When somebody says a pleasant word, when somebody says great, how are we reacting? Are we more those people who have received a certain responsibility? And nobody can take away this responsibility from us. But it's always much wiser to listen to other people first, to learn, to study, to make their own experience, and then supported by recommendations of different people, it can be made a wise, a prudent decision. Not according to my original impression or idea or thought. Possibly the others are wiser and they know it better, especially when I am young in this office, in this job. And even also as priest, it is also for young priests very recommended more to listen than to decide and to command. And this is our common experience of the church. And we should be wise enough and humble enough to learn more. And for instance, I have been confronted with certain cases. In one case, a bishop is asking lay people, older lay people, is asking older priests for their opinion and then accepting good and wise recommendations. And then this bishop is very respected. And he experienced a big confidence by the others because they say he has obviously a good will. He's not saying, I'm the boss, I'm the king, but understanding that we belong all together. Everyone on his grade, on his level, can participate on the common work of glorifying God, of giving God the glory and on the mission of the Catholic Church. In another case, a bishop has consciously avoided to ask the others and he made own decisions, and these were not wise decisions because consciously excluding other people. And this should warn all of us. We should always be aware of the fact that we are social. People are social. And so we have, it is always better and helps us when we work together, when we do cooperate. It doesn't mean that we do not accept the responsibility or the authority of a higher one. But it means we show a good will because we want to avoid mistakes. Because we can easily create a mistake, but the result is very deplorable, and then you cannot repair as easily as you made a mistake. That's why let us accept this as an appeal. What do I want finally? Do I want to give God the glory and to work for the best of all of us together? Or do I want to push through my own will, my own opinion of the situation, but possibly I'm not experienced enough? And then it's my guilt, very unfortunately. We should always pay attention on the common interests, on the common, not only on mine, or of a smaller group of people. The bigger group has also interests, legitimated interests. So sometimes recently I heard about a case where a person had many merits in a congregation, in a parish, was practically kicked out from all responsibilities. And this is simply by a young person, comparatively spoken, very young person, two generations of age between them. And this was obviously not the right thing. And this is not helping to have bigger confidence to the younger person. Because you must never neglect the opinion of the others. Do try better to involve them into the processes, even if you have to make decisions, but make them only after you have heard different opinions. And then you can be hopefully better be avoided to make a mistake. And finally, this all belongs to the fourth commandment of God. Be obedient to your parents. Do respect them also when they are older and you are older, an adult one. Doesn't matter. Do listen to the opinion of older people. Do never think you know already all sufficiently. Be humble enough to accept that the others are eventually thinking wisely, more wisely about this or that. And then you can grow, we can grow, then we can make progress in our internal development, and we collect experience, good, positive experience. And then we do all together give God the glory. As is said in the preface, Prefatio of the Holy Mass, una voce dissentes. With one voice we praise God as holy, holy, and holy. This is our destiny in some regards. Together, supporting each other to grow, to come closer to God, to give God the glory and to serve for the best of the communities too. And then we will find more peace in our heart, and we will experience also more respect and more credibility in the eyes of the other people. This is self-evidently then. But finally, saying the Holy Mass, we should always be reminded when we start with saying graces to God in the privatio una voce dissentes. This is also a sort of commandment coming from the fourth commandment. We belong together and should work for the common good of as much as possible, as many as possible people. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.